T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, it's Mike Hawk. Join me every Thursday at 1 p.m. exclusively on the Odyssey app as we go live with Odyssey. Join in on the action as we cover interesting facts, top 10 lists, and some fun new games. Follow the Men's Room page on the Odyssey app and join in all the fun Thursday afternoons at 1.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
I got old trigger toast in the weekend with a shot of the day. That's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's bad.
Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Come on. And today we feature a Detroit priest, believe it or not, on a Bad Choice Friday. He said he had a near-death experience, went to hell instead of heaven, and the demons, they were singing Rihanna.
When the sunshine will shine together.
Rihanna and Umbrella taking on Bobby McFerrin.
Don't worry. Be happy.
Don't worry.
In every life we have some trouble.
Oh, yeah.
But when you worry,
I just feel like you get trapped on a train.
Don't worry.
Be happy.
You're like, shut up.
Will it be Bobby McFerrin? Don't worry, be happy. Or Rihanna and Umbrella? Vote now if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink and toast with a shot of the day. All right, do we have time for a few emails from the Men's Room at KISW.com?
You've got mail.
As we jump right into the birthdays, hola bachola, since I don't have my real info in social media, no one will shout out my birthday except me. So can I get a Here Comes the Dope Pusher, a Bong Rip, and a What the F is That, Bro? Thanks, guys. That from V-Dub Mike of Lakewood.
Here comes the Dope Pusher!
Oh, my God! What the f*** is that, bro?
Hello, Charles. Our oldest son, Hakan, has made it to 21, so we're taking him out tonight to celebrate. How about a little kid fish sandwich, an Alan Thicke with an owl hitting the window, and maybe the Dirty Germans talking about getting stationed in Japan. Lots of love, that from Mom and Dad.
Fish sandwich!
Uh-oh, look out.
Yeah, I will tell you right now, the fact that you got stationed in Japan, yeah, this is a good thing. A good, 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 good thing.
Yeah, whenever I go to Japan, it's like it's the panties. Mm-hmm. It's the beers out of the vending machine. Also, I'll just assume, and I'll just say it for you, have fun in Okinawa.
Yeah, get some Japan cakes.
Oh. Guys, can you wish my baby daddy Jeremy a happy birthday today with a big old bong rip and an owl hitting the window? Thanks, guys. That from Eva. Gentlemen, today I'm writing because my husband, Super J, is turning 45 years old today to properly honor Super J's birthday. Can the Dirty Germans and the Captain please suggest the best way to celebrate with scotch, cigars, and a Kraken game? Oh, thanks so much, liquor and hockey players. That from the Mistress of Booze.
Yeah, tonight you should show the Mistress of Booze your own hockey stick and put it right in her goal.
Yeah, maybe even get a game misconduct and get stuck in the box.
Yeah, tonight you should puck.
Yeah, use a stick.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. You bring up scotch, cigars, and cracking. Well, and yes, us guppy, us mascots only drink scotch to numb the pain of a little thing we call cigar insertion. It's crazy to watch the Chiquita Banana Lady blow smoke rings. Smoke rings is a friend of mine, by the way, Miles. And by the way, Super J, be careful at the Kraken game tonight. Keep an eye on your wife and the Kraken mascot. I'm not saying she's in blue troll penis, but there's a reason she's known as the mistress of buoys.
Oh.
Crunch bears.
Guys, good afternoon. Wanting to wish my
Don't
father...
let him take out his tooth.
Good afternoon, guys. Wanting to wish my father, Tony, a happy birthday. He is 54 today. He's been through a lot the last year and has prevailed once again. So how about the dirty Germans talking about all-you-can-eat sushi? Thanks, fellas. That from your son.
Yeah, first of all, we do not say all-you-can-eat sushi. Her name is Linda.
Yeah, so I'm familiar with this all-you-can-eat sushi. Once I laid in a bed with three women.
Yeah, one of them was a mermaid.
Yeah.
If you dip it in soy sauce, it's not so weird.
No. Guys, it's Mark's 59th birthday today. Longtime listener, big fan. Can you please give him a fish sandwich medley and a big old bong rip? Cheers, guys. That from the neighbors, Mari and Daniel.
Can I get a filet of fish sandwich?
So you know I got
I have a
right.
fish sandwich.
Brother, can I have a fish sandwich?
You want your fish sandwich?
With the cheese and the tartar on the side. Is it too early for a fish sandwich, cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some pure relish in the morning.
At noon,
and at night.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Bob. I saw someone was going to make some biscuits and gravy.
Oh, all right.
Men's Room Sausage there. I've also done that with spaghetti sauce, which is amazing.
I use the sausage?
Basically, you slice it or take it out of the casing and fry it up ahead of time. And then
but I always use pork
with green pepper,
head.
You know?
Yeah, I never think to use pork in anytime I'm doing like a red sauce.
Oh, man.
It's always big, but no, once you said it, I'm like, what is wrong?
A little bit of vodka, a little bit of cream, man. Just knock that out of the park.
You know, I grew up on, you're right, we just put ground beef in the sauce.
Always, right?
Yeah.
But imagine
and
how much
nothing
better
wrong with
it. Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
I don't think pork.
But every, like, real Italian I know that makes, like, Sunday gravy or whatever, there's, like, pork, beef.
Everything.
What else is in there? Don't they put it on the
meat?
Typically,
sometimes veal, if you're doing a try on the meatballs. But most of the time, it's going to, actually, lamb is not bad either. So you stick it in the sauce, man, and you cook it. For a long time, it's kind of like that crock pot theory.
I'm sorry, man. Yeah. Lamb is delicious. Like I told my kids, not that my wife is happy about this, but I said, remember, kids, lambs, they're as delicious as they are cute.
Yeah. Just get it ground. Don't get the stuff with the fennel in it, because the fennel takes over everything. Yeah, so don't get the
stuff. You know, there's more sheep than people in the country of Wales.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, man. Don't
learn
let
that
go to
last
Wales.
Night.
Damn. Why did you learn that?
Because I'm watching that show, Welcome to Wrexham. They did a whole special just on, like, hey, you're watching the show. Why don't you actually learn about whales?
Okay.
That's cool. Bed bugs are everywhere. The subject, hola, guys. A few weeks back, you did a story about insects. I believe you said we don't have any bed bugs in northwest part of the country. We didn't say that. We just gave the top 10 cities
right.
that have the most bed bugs, but that category was not picked.
We didn't say that.
Yeah, fool.
Stupid buster.
I wouldn't know. There's a big negative on that one. Those little bastards are thick out here. Washington State, one of the worst nationally.
Ooh.
I have an inspector coming out today.
Ooh.
Good times. That from your local bar top therapist.
So, is there a lot of bed bugs out here, or do you have bed bugs?
Yeah, you got cooties, bro.
Yeah, everybody's got them.
Let's see here. Guys, catching up on yesterday's podcast on the Odyssey app. First off, what's up with all the Sylvester Stallone hate?
There was no hate. We just make fun of him.
Tulsa King is very good.
Is Over the Top is awesome, Miles. Stallone's worst movie is Stop or My Mom Will Shoot. I disagree. I thought that was a pretty funny movie.
Really?
Stop or My Mom Will Shoot?
That was horrible.
That's like Throw Mama from the Train.
I know.
It's all about the moms. Can they have their time? My favorite childhood memories and movies, definitely Rocky IV and Rambo First Blood. I'm the youngest of 13 kids, grew up very influenced to my older siblings, born in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. So I love the cheesy Stallone action flicks. Cliffhanger, Demolition Man, Over the Top, even as porno. Today, as an adult, though, my new favorite movie is Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
I do want to check that out.
Definitely one of the coolest movies I've seen in a long time. It's funny, heartwarming, and has deep symbolism. Worst movie I've ever seen. You mentioned it earlier, Miles. It was The Bubble. It was a waste of life. That from John.
What was The Bubble? That comes up a lot. I know nothing about it. Was that the Apatow film? I believe. Nobody has said a good thing about it. I had not heard about it beforehand. Just nothing good.
Ooh, here's one that just kills me. Miles and the Submariner pronunciation.
Ooh.
This is a correction. Miles, I love the show. Your inspirational thoughts are great. You're great. The entire team is great. I love the show and the events, concerts. I don't want you to think I'm not a positive person or negative towards you. Below is hopefully taken as educational or constructive.
You ignorant slut.
As I truly love the show and the members of the show. Basically what it's saying is, you dumb mother effers, I'm going to teach you how stupid you are, especially you, Miles. When you pronounce, and I'll do it as I do, Submariner, it is like someone scratching a chalkboard with their nails. You say Submariner. Submariners are subpar mariners and get sent back to the minor leagues. Submariners like saying submarine and adding ER. They are the people that ride submarines.
I like submariners.
This has been a tradition since the beginning of submariners. The new sailor says either one goes, they're wrong and we're not taught correctly. I hope you take this as an educational email from a man old fart stuck in his old Navy ways.
You old ignorant slut.
When people say submariner, they instantly have the respect of the old-time Navy guy that rode submarines for a living. So if you're rooting on your baseball team this year, just remember, it's the Mariners. I'm the guy that sent Ted the easy way to remember the order of the planets. My very educated mother just showed us 9 planets.
Go ahead, Ted. Planets, go.
I don't remember, Ray.
My very educated mother.
He sent it to me. It was a good idea. Sir, please resend that email to me.
We'll start with my.
Mercury.
Very.
Venus.
Educated.
Earth.
Mother.
Mars.
Just.
Jupiter.
Showed.
Saturn.
Us.
Uranus.
Nine.
What planet starts with N?
Right. We all know. We're waiting for you to tell us.
Yep. Yes, we know.
I believe it spins.
Neptune.
Yes. Neptune. Planets.
That one doesn't count.
Oh,
anymore,
Pluto. Miles. Pluto's out, dude.
Yeah.
Pluto's a Disney character.
No, Pluto's bigger than Mercury. I don't understand.
Pluto is so 2002.
Mercury's bigger than Pluto. Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah, it really is.
Okay.
Have you seen that thing of, like, if Mercury, like, something, like, if it was as close to us as the moon is?
Oh, what it would look like from our point of view.
Oh, my God. Wouldn't we be able to see it?
Yeah, you'd see it, like, off the beach.
I thought that was Saturn.
I saw what was Saturn. Was gorgeous, right, man. I'm like, dude, can Saturn get close? Now, granted, if Saturn did get that close, the gravitational forces would rip us apart. Yeah. But before that happens, right before we all die a tragic, horrible death, it would be the most beautiful sight you've ever seen.
It would look amazing as we die.
My inspirational thought for you is, you are awesome, so guys, keep it up. That from Jerry. Jerry, thank you for the education on that. You are right. I did not know that. I will now say, go Mariners.
I need to bring back corrections.
Ken Griffey is the best Mariner baseball player. Ichiro's a great Mariner.
But no, they're not Mariners. They were never on submarines. They're Mariners.
Oh.
Maritime men.
Yeah. He's just saying if you worked on a submarine,
you're a submariner.
Correct.
I see. But if you're not in a sub, but you're working on the water, you're a mariner.
Yeah. What if you're a mariner eating a sub from...
What do you order?
You order the submariner.
Right.
You're a submarining mariner.
Correct. Let's go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. Let's go back in time.
Peter Willie is a proper wussy petter. But Peter pets your wussy better. Pretty women with proper pet wussies prefer Peter Willie to get their wussies pet.
3 cents fast.
Peter Willie is a proper wussy petter. But Peter pets your wussy better. Pretty women with proper pet wussies prefer Peter Willie to get their wussies pet.
One.
Peter Willie is a proper wussy putter. But Peter puts your wussy better. Pretty women with proper pet wussies prefer Peter Willie to get their wussies pet.
Two.
Peter Willie is a proper wussy petter. But Peter pets your wussy better. Pretty women with proper pet wussies prefer Peter Willie to get their wussies pet.
Oh, he got it. Yeah. He got it. There we go. Big winner. Ted versus the FCC. Let's do it again.
And now,
everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000.
So tired.
And their job. Or win and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Oh, yeah. Fun fact, Ted. We're in the elevator earlier, and Steve ripped a massive 7-second fart.
It was
right
epic.
When he finished, I had this yawn that I could not stop, and my mouth was open for at least a good 6 or 7 seconds in the elevator.
So I tasted it.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we were up late last night, coming up with Tongue Twisters for Ted, we have a listener submitted, Ted versus the FCC. It says, boo bitches, liquor and whores. A treat specially for the Ted Smith. No trucker speed for me, just booze and curry chicken.
Oh, curry chicken, nice.
It's late, time for me to go to bed. So he says, P.S. Ted, suck it, that from Eric. This one, he says, is titled, Ryan Castle in his backyard on a sunny day.
Oh, it's like a lovely story.
Like Ryan Castle in his backyard on a sunny day. And it goes something like this. The sun is shining, and in a shallow pool, Ryan Castle shyly sits. Shyly sitting, he shaves his armpits and naughty bits. He sits and shaves and shaves and sits until he is very smooth and slick. Now on rosé, he slowly sips and sings show tune hits. The way we do Ted versus the FCC, you need to read that one time through, then three times fast.
That person has a keen insight into the life of Ryan Castle.
Indeed. That's
loves
what he
rosé.
Does. That's what he does. The sun is shining. In a shallow pool, Ryan Castle shyly sits. Shyly sitting, he shaves his armpits and naughty bits. He sits and shaves and sits until he is very smooth and slick. Now on rosé, he sips and sings show tune hits.
Three times fast.
The sun is shining. In a shallow pool, Ryan Castle shyly sits. Shyly sitting, he shaves his armpits and naughty bits. He sits and shaves and sits until he's very smooth and slick. Now in rosé, he slowly sips and sings show tune hits.
One.
The sun is shining, and in a shallow pool, Ryan Castle shyly sits. Shyly sitting, he shaves his armpits and naughty bits. He sits and shaves and sits until he's smooth and slick. Now in rosé, he slowly sips and sings show tune hits.
Two.
The sun is shining, and in a shallow pool, Ryan Castle shyly sits. Shyly sitting, he shaves his armpits and naughty bits. He sits and shaves and saves and sits until he's very smooth and slick. Now in rosé, he slowly sips and sings show tune hits.
Ah, you got it. You got it.
Excellent. Wasn't that hard for Ted.
All right. There you go. It's another win in Ted versus the FCC. You are listening to The Men's Room.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
God of Men's, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. We do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, a quick check out with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, Chicken of the Sea is offering a $1 million prize to anyone that can prove the existence of mermaids.
Oh my God.
Which is a very easy thing to...
Just say we're not giving anyone money.
Me too.
Right, you know what?
Right on the record, me too.
Right. Show me the science. You need to show me the science.
This will give me some publicity. Come on. Local radio guy says he'll give $1 million to anyone who finds Bigfoot. A mermaid.
Pretty sure Bigfoot's more probable than a mermaid.
Who was that? Chicken of the Sea?
Chicken of the Sea.
Do you think Chicken of the Sea, if we found mermaids, would then sell canned mermaids?
Yes.
We carry tuna. We carry mermaids.
How about we find tuna in Subway's tuna?
Yeah.
How about that?
Why don't we stop being sexist? What if I find a merman?
Yeah.
They're not asking for that,
Tim. Oh, my God. Can you imagine? You find a merman. You're like, I did it. They're like,
sorry.
Actually.
No, man. Yeah. That's a mer dude.
No payout, sir.
Listen, Chad here, merman. He is pumped.
Chad.
He's out of the water. Like, you got to give me something.
Merman. Chad the merman.
Yeah.
I was in the green zone. Take him by, bruh.
Right.
Was just sipping on some seaweed.
Right.
Getting a good buzz. This guy comes out of nowhere. You ever seen the Great Barrier Reef from underneath water, man?
Well,
you haven't lived, man. You have not lived. Try this, man. It's called the Great Barrier Reefer.
I take Chad all around with me. I take you know where I take him?
Or take Chad to mermaid.
Where's Chad going?
To a river. Probably blow his mermaid mind.
Oh, it's like a dying fresh water, bro. I'm a saltwater merman, brother.
All right, I'll take him to the Chesapeake Bay. A little brackish.
A lot of mercury in here, man.
All right.
Would you be disappointed if you found a freshwater mermaid? Like, you're a lake mermaid. We need an ocean mermaid. You're no good.
Lake mermaid.
Yeah, lake mermaid.
Lake mermaid smokes.
They're also very proper.
We don't talk about those sea mermaids. Goddamn.
Oh, see, I'm thinking freshwater mermaids a little more country.
You think so?
Howdy, y'all.
Hey, now, you've been searching me quite some time.
Oh, no, we don't talk about them out there in the saltwater now.
You ever have sex with a catfish? I have.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. She's more of a catfish. Not as good looking as a saltwater mermaid. Right. She's down for anything.
She'll get her done.
Yeah.
The real trick is how they use the whiskers.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh. You see, you shove your whole fist in her mouth. Get her through the gills. Apparently, the world's best pasta sauce is just a can of chopped tomatoes, half an onion, and a spoonful of butter. Check that again. Can full of chopped tomatoes, half an onion, and a spoonful of butter. Bam! Perfect.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Actually, onion squeezy, but okay.
Oh, yeah.
I like sometimes onion. I'll just make, not make, buy frozen meatballs. Mm-hmm. Put them in my crock pot, jar of sauce from the store.
Bam.
People are like, what's the secret? It's like, it's in the crock pot.
Right.
Did you make the sauce? No.
No. Kirkland.
Yeah, I got up at 6 a.m. and dumped all this in here.
I call them Hunt's meatballs. 69% of people have tried to stay friends with an ex. Good luck.
All right.
There's a false story on TikTok.
Depends on the ex and depends on time.
Exactly.
That's a fact.
If you just broke up with somebody, you ain't going to be having dinner with them.
No. A lot of factors. There's a false story on TikTok where Google will give you an award if you're the first person to Google something. The company, a rep for the company, did announce that it would never be the case because 15% of their daily searches are new anyhow. There's no award for it, gang.
Right.
And also, good for you. You were the first person to Google.
It's going to be something weird.
Right. Has anybody stepped on an elephant?
Does Big Bird have nipples? I'm trying to think what probably has not been that. Actually, you don't have to Google that right now.
Does Big Bird have nipples?
Does?
Do birds have nipples?
No, but Big Bird might.
He's a big bird. Probably got some big areolas.
Big Bird. That's why he's got the feathers. He's got to hide the dinner plates he's got underneath.
Basically, it says, do birds have nipples? No. Do chickens have nipples? That means people have asked. Big Bird bottle. No, they don't even address it. Google does not even address whether or not Big Bird has nipples, which means we don't know.
But they have breasts. Find out the response.
I do have breasts.
But I eat chicken breasts. They just don't have any nipples.
You never had a nipple on a chicken breast?
Can you imagine? One in every 50 chicken breasts will have a nipple.
Like, ooh.
Can we get it with the skin off, please? Look, if they had nipples, it'd only be a matter of a time before it'd be...
Kentucky Fried Nipples? Like, we'll put the nipples on the side kind of thing.
I'm thinking of a very specific guy I used to work with. And, like, that guy loved, like, hog maws. Like, okay, he would eat the nipples.
You ever have chicken nipples?
Right?
Well, it's skin, right?
Sure
skin is typically the best part of it.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Them extra crispy nipples.
Honey, they got nipples. Chicken nipples in here.
Baby, look at that.
Cajun dipping sauce.
Yeah, comes in a styrofoam cup. Cajun different sauce.
Right.
Oh my God. Fried chicken nipples.
Well, then, that one, the blue-footed booby would just be the rage, man. Can we get some booby nipples?
You ever had them booby nipples? I'll tell you right now, deep fry them with a little onion. The secret, a little bit of mustard powder.
Little Hershey Kiss booby nipples.
You think they'd be that big? It's like, damn.
Boobies are big, man. They're big. There's a company looking to pay a couple of $1,000 to put IKEA furniture together.
I'd give someone $1,000 to put together goddamn IKEA furniture.
That's no matter what.
Putting together IKEA furniture.
Man, I follow directions, but no matter what, I have missed something. Something needs to be flipped one way or another, and I just missed it.
Half the time, all the parts aren't there.
Well, you get all these like freelance contractors standing outside of Home Depot and Lowe's. Yeah. You'd make more money standing outside of IKEA.
I also have a drawer full of those little wrenches.
Oh, I have Allen wrenches for days.
Those little things, they give you those little L-shaped things.
I got tons of them.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm sorry, I gotta read this text. This is, why don't chicken breasts have nipples? Because if they got cold, they poke a hole in the back.
Thank you for clearing that up, yes. They involve not to have nipples based on packaging. Man.
There's a forum where people are talking about the frugal things that did not work for them, which does take us to
the Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
Common money-saving tips that just aren't worth it. I used to pay high prices at concessions for food until I discovered the revolutionary pocket dog. Now everywhere I go, I've got a snack. I think the best thing about that is walking down the street with two warm wieners in my back pocket.
There's something very wrong with
long live pocket dog.
Just a little bit. Man, I still love pocket dog. These are the 10 common money-saving tips that just aren't worth it. Number 10, I love it, Flying Spirit Airlines.
Damn, man.
Yeah. I have heard that from a lot of people.
This is the only airline that I have ever heard where a bat was flying around the cabin mid-flight.
Good God.
I mean, that tells you all you need to
know. I don't think you have to worry about anything about that airline other than the people who are on it.
Oh.
And bats.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can't bring a bag. I mean, yeah.
You can't do anything.
I don't think, yeah, I mean, it's basically like, it's this cheap because you get a seat.
Okay, right. All right, we'll get you there.
Man, you fly Spirit because you literally have no other option. If you're going on vacation somewhere, muscle up better than Spirit, man. I beg of you. Number 9, reusing Ziploc bags. One person just said nope. Which,
it depends what was in it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I have a Ziploc bag that is in my freezer that has had no less than 100 runs of ice that have been through it.
Sure.
You know, I have the ice cube trays. I'm not, you know, rich enough to have the ice machine in my fridge, but I keep the bag in there just to hold it all as I keep refilling it.
Sure.
I feel like on the weekends, I reuse them for breakfast meat.
Yeah,
okay,
sure.
That's fine, yeah.
Like, so, sure. You know what I mean? You got a couple extra sausage patty, you throw them in there, and then, like, the next, I don't know, you got bacon the next day, it's like, oh, I can use the same bag.
If I ever make a sandwich and bring it in for lunch, I will use the same bag a couple different times in the same week.
Yeah, I don't actively, if I reuse one, it's probably just because I just didn't throw it out, and it's just sitting right there.
Right.
Or, like, I just took something out of it, and it's like, I need to put something else away.
You're putting the same stuff in it, or it's at least comparable. You're not, like, running water and soap through this thing to clean it out. You're just using it again. Number 8, do-it-yourself projects. Is the ones that you need to be a licensed professional to do for someone else.
It's worth the money.
Like haircuts, plumbing, tree removal, most major home repairs. Yeah, it just...
Toilet beauties are being bald. Like, I can cover that.
Yeah, the problem is that I need to go into a barber to get my beard professionally trimmed at this point. I've been keeping it trimmed myself, and it's fine. I want to go in and see what it's all about to get a professional trim.
Just do what I do and listen to your wife bitch about how ugly your beard is.
There's a lot of split ends. I'm like, oh.
I used to do it every Friday before the pandemic, just because I like sitting in the chair and getting lined up every Friday. But now I do it every few months. I'll go to the barber shop and specifically say, okay, clean it up.
Yeah, once the wife starts calling me a leprechaun, I gotta get it. These are 10 common money-saving tips.
She doesn't even know good music, dude.
That just aren't worth it. Number 7, cheap toilet paper and paper towels.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Paper towels I don't worry about too much. But
toilet paper, man.
Right.
Yeah,
paper towels are like gold in my house.
I like the ones that that have the smaller breaking points. You don't have to use all the rolls.
I'm right there with you. I at least have the half sheet.
Yeah,
there.
Exactly.
You better.
That's right. And then I'm just saying, like, I rarely will use a napkin in my home. I always just rip off
one
of
those.
It's on, like, paper towels. Or that's probably the thing I use the most in my home.
I've had someone comment, like, man, you guys have a lot of napkins. I'm like, we never use them.
Right. Number six, capturing water from the shower and sink to use for other things. Quote, if you're doing it to conserve because you're in a drought area, it's fine. But just to save on your water bill, it's not worth the hassle.
Are people doing that?
I guess.
I have never heard of that.
I feel like when it comes to utilities, that can rack up over time, but I feel like our utilities is one of the cheaper bills that we have as far as maintaining home.
Yeah, with the water anyway. God damn,
right? These are the 10 common money-saving tips that just aren't worth it. Number five, holding on to unnecessary stuff to potentially use later. It says, quote, don't be a hoarder. Sell it, donate it, trash it. The clutter is not worth the headache.
I agree. Uh-huh. I agree.
Yeah, I kind of have a rule. If I haven't touched it in a year, there's a good chance that I'm not going to.
Also, if you haven't worn it in a year, maybe give it to Goodwill.
Right. Mm-hmm. I know.
Unless
you really
it's a suit. We understand why you haven't. Yeah,
yeah. I know you really like that shirt that's sitting there at the bottom of your t-shirt drawer. Mm-hmm. It's time for it to go, man. Time for it to go. Number four, lowering the thermostat. Quote, keep it as low as you can, but I'm not going to freeze my butt off all winter. It impacts my mood, motivation, and productivity. Again, utilities and electricity is decently cheap in this country, especially in the state. Heat your house.
Not my problem, man. Everything, my entire house is electric.
The oven, the heat, and all that. So I'm turning into my father. Like, then put on a hoodie.
Yeah, turning one light out in a room doesn't really seem to help
that
anyone.
That doesn't do much. No.
I will say generation. This. I agree with that 100% just because I run hot.
Yeah.
Like, I've been in people's homes that, like, it'll be, like, 30 degrees outside, and they like to hang out in shorts and, like, a tank top. It's like, right, well, 30 degrees. I showed up in jeans and a hoodie. Like, I'm sweating my ass off over here. Turn the damn thing down.
Number three, couponing. Quote, it just takes so much time, and most stores already advertise deals or loyalty promotions without a coupon requirement. Some people also mention going to multiple grocery stores for the cheapest price on items. Also, man, if you're a part of the whatever loyalty club that they have.
My wife is a part of every loyalty.
Right.
If there's a store in Seattle. When they ask that question, before I can say, I don't think so, she's like, yep. You might own a store yourself and don't think you actually have a loyalty program. Somehow.
You do.
You do, and she's on it.
Right.
We've never had a loyalty program. Here's my wife. She's on it.
That's what I started figuring out about bigger companies. You know, because I was on the loyalty program of QFC, and then I figured out they're a Kroger brand, just like Fred Meyer.
That's right.
All of a sudden, I'm loyalty everywhere.
Mm. And half the time, the person running the register will just ring in one there.
Exactly.
They'll do it for
you. Zap it right there. Number two, buying in bulk, especially if you don't have a big family. Quote, it's fine for shelf-stable or frozen items, but if you end up throwing out any of it, it wasn't worth the savings, which I agree with.
Yeah.
You know, my old man would kind of do this. He would go to, like, Cash and Carry, and he'd get this big 5-pound bag of potatoes.
Right.
But then we'd throw away about 2/3 of the bag.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're not going to use
it. You know, I get it. It's $5 for that entire thing, but
you're not going to eat them.
We're not using it, man. I know you're getting more for the buck, but you're not using it.
You're also throwing away more
exactly.
for the buck.
Exactly. Ta-da.
Say, in my house, the two I know I can get at Costco, beer and mustard. It'll get
you.
It will.
Mustard. Good work, Ted. But this is the number one common money-saving tip that just is not worth it. VD has done this, he told me. Making your own laundry detergent. Quote, it's only worth it to make it in large quantities, but then you have to store it all somewhere. One person says, buy it, but be careful to only use the correct amount so it lasts longer.
He's made his own laundry
detergent. He has made his own laundry
detergent. The man drinks algae, makes his own laundry detergent. I don't understand.
Has. He does not do that crap anymore.
Okay.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.